This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
No Lisa today. She's pretending to be sick. Quite the storm last night. At about what, 2:30, 3 a.m., she started to heat up a bit. At one point, a lightning cracked. And it was real loud. Well, I guess the thunder was the loud part. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, it woke me up, that part. And I actually wasn't sure if I was just gassy or if it was lightning and thunder. And then I noticed a lot more thunder. And I was like, okay, that's good. But yeah, no, I sleep through everything. When I was in grade probably six, there were two Mustangs that were racing down the highway in my hometown. I lived on an acreage a couple kilometers out. One hydroplaned and crashed into our brick sign that was in the front yard of our house. Luckily, nobody was killed. Some significant injuries, but everybody's doing all right now. But I slept through that entire thing upstairs with the window open facing. Ambulance showed up, cop car, slept through the entire thing. My mom said she thought somebody had taken the wrong turn and drove a semi through our garage. That's how loud it was. So I'm just saying that lightning, that thunder was so intense last night to wake me up. That is a significant thing. We're going to have a fun morning. Nobody to tell me I can't have chips. The music's cranked. I got my shoes and socks and pants and underwear off. This is my world. It's Vince Day, so just tell us about what is annoying you today. We bring this up because you're going to have a bunch of cranky coworkers that aren't used to getting up at 3 a.m. when they show up at work today that were awoken by that storm last night. Getting a lot of texts, including one from Powell that says, Grumpy, that storm was awesome. And I feel the same about that. Like, plus, I had to get up at that time anyway. So it's so awesome that it woke me up rather than my alarm clock. Sorry, I'm being way too positive. That's not what today is about. We are cranky. Fire up the music.
Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest.
It's Vince Day.
Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest.
Vince Day.
I'd like to start. You know that moment where you're trying to grab something out of your closet and your coat hanger gets caught on like another coat hanger? Or another jacket falls off based on what you pulled out. Just the worst. All right, you're up.
Well, I'd like to vent about people who sleep with a boss. It's a pain in the ass because they think that they can get away with anything on site.
Right.
In the job place. And it's like, really, you're not doing yourself any good. You're making yourself look bad in front of everybody else.
Yeah, it's not fair to anybody, is it?
Not at all.
And that's why you don't dip your pen in company ink.
Precisely.
You know what? We need to come up with a new phrase for that because nobody dips their pen in ink anymore. That was like one of those expressions in 1953 where like the two guys that came up with it high-fived and then they dipped their pen in company ink and wrote a letter.
Probably.
So we need like, that's why you don't jam your password into the company login.
That sounds like a good one.
Or something like that.
Get it off your chest, get it off your chest,
Vince Day!
You get it? Because Vince Day kind of sounds like Wednesday. JJ hit us up and said, I'm so sick of this rain. That's what I'm grumpy about this morning. Sarah says, I'm annoyed when I come to work and find my coworkers didn't put their coffee cups in the dishwasher. I'm totally your coworker. I put them in the sink. Sometimes I do the dishwasher. Next up, this one. Great observation from Ryan. I get annoyed when part of my cheese slice rips off with the plastic. And then you have that moment where you're like, do I just throw out the plastic with a quarter of my cheese slice? Or do I have like an awkward two-piece cheese slice system going for my grilled cheese or whatever? I hear you, Ryan.
I cannot stand it when they mix my coffee wrong. I can't stand it. I asked for a double-double. I don't want a triple-triple. I want a double-double.
Fair enough.
Hey, can I get a double-double and make sure it's an actual double-double, please? Can I get extra large? Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Make that a triple-triple.
Don't make it a triple-triple.
Are you on speakerphone? Did you just hear that?
Yeah, I did.
You're totally getting a triple triple, and I'm okay with it. I'm here for it.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
You know, when you go shopping for like a major item, like an appliance or a bed or a furniture, and there's some creepy salesperson that follows you around.
Yeah, doing the awkward pillow rearrangement. Totally.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I think it's because they work on commission, right? And they
You know what? If I'm there, I'm going to buy something.
Yeah, right. And like, it's been so bad before, and I've found it so awkward that I've left places that I would have bought like a recliner at because I'm just so uncomfortable. I'm like, leave me the hell alone.
It's creepy.
Like, I want to sit in this recliner and undo my pants and have a scratch and get the full feel of what this recliner is going to be like for my Sunday afternoons. And you're standing there looking at me.
Like a creeper.
Get off me, Curtis. I asked if you wanted to hear the new collab we did, another rap song with Classified, who's going to be playing the Taste of Edmonton stage on Friday night, presented by Hall 107. And you said yes, overwhelmingly yes. I believe I asked for 50 texts that said yes, and I have 44, 45 now. It's a matter of integrity. I'm not playing it until I get five more texts. I'll wait here all day if I have to. Oh, three more now. Two more. And Tim, thank you. All right, now I will play the song. Okay, we call this one Staying In. It's about not going to the club. Enjoy.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in, yeah.
I got my sweatpants on and my shirt was for free. I'm a lean, mean, relaxing machine. Crack a beer, this is gonna be extreme. I forgot just how fun it was to party with me. All my friends are lame, I got nowhere to go. So just hold on, I'm staying home, yeah.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in, yeah.
I was having a time till I woke up the next morning. Oof, my oh my. Couldn't find my purse. My hair was a mess. Lost my dignity. My wallet mustard stains on my dress. Figured it's time to grow up. Better start laying low. Gonna pop some con. Maybe start a new show. Just did jumping jacks. Tried to contour. Knock, knock. Who's there? Pizza's at the door.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in. Staying in. Staying in.
Yo, I work away, but I'm staying in. I never play to lose, so yeah, I play to win. I'm sitting on my couch, chilling in the house. I got a movie and some chips and my chicken, we ain't going out. I'm sick of smelling like a bar in the morning. Clothes stained from the drinks that we kept pouring. I'm happy where I'm at, I don't need no more exploring. You wanna hit the club, you better give me fair warning. Cause I hate dressing up, hate trying to get fancy. Hate the club scene and I ain't really good at dancing. You can wait around, but I don't wanna wait again. Tonight's a night, baby, and tonight we're staying in.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in, yeah.
Here it is. 780-784-7107. Do you think it's hot or not? I'm trying to get it added to our regular music rotation. Highly doubt the boss is interested in that, but if we get an abundance of texts about not going out, how cool are we? Legit, though, Classified, one of the best dudes in the game. Massive shout out to him for teaming up with us a couple times now on our dumb ideas for hip-hop songs. Also, just a really cool story that I'm just going to touch on really quick about a little guy named Aries who's really excited to go and see Classified. He is on the spectrum and has a rough time in crowds. So his mom reached out to me and just said, is there any way Classified would be willing to set something else up? Classified jumped on it really quick and was like, yeah, why don't we bring him to soundcheck? Way less people, way less noise. And he can meet me. And if the music's too loud, I can turn it down, those kinds of things. And it's going to happen now, all because he's such a beauty. Why do I let animals that don't like me affect my self-esteem so much?
I don't know.
You know, though, like, have you ever been over to a house and the dog's like, nope, wants nothing to do with you? but like cuddles up with other people that are brand new. What is that?
You're like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, and all of a sudden I'm checking myself. Like, on the drive home last night, I met a dog yesterday afternoon, and I was still thinking about it. Like, what could I have done? Next time I'm taking over Jerky with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hide what?
In your back pocket.
But I just don't understand. I can understand if you're just an animal who's in a bad mood and you don't like anybody, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally allowed to do that. But you can't be this, like, cuddly dog with one person and then the same person in the other room that, like, you've known for just as long, you're a total d*** to. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do they know?
I don't know. And what do they know?
Yeah, what do they know about you that makes them not like you?
It's not fair, and it hurts my feeling.
Hot 107. Hot 107.
Let's do this. We're going to see if Tammy can't line herself up a little lunch break booty call if she is able to successfully do so. I'm going to hook her up with a gift cert to Southgate Center. As Lisa and I are going to be there actually for the First Responders Appreciation Barbecue, which goes down Friday from 11 until 4 p.m. in the parking lot. And weather-wise, Friday's looking superb, so you should come out for a hot dog. All right, Tammy, all yours.
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
I know, I can't just say you.
What are you doing for lunch today?
I don't know. Why?
I have a good idea.
What's your good idea?
You should meet me at home.
Okay.
You sound so anticlimactic.
No, I'm like waiting because I was going to flush the toilet. I just want to flush it in your ear.
Your what?
I was waiting to flush the toilet, and I didn't want to flush the toilet in your ear.
Oh.
Why are you calling me? Why didn't you just come to...
Because you're busy. I'm downstairs. But, babe, you think for lunch you could come home, make a little time for me?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have time this morning?
Yeah, yes.
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
It's it's Ryder from Hot 107. We're just playing a little game called Lunch Break Booty Call. I like that your dirty talk after she pitched the idea was, when am I going to be able to flush this toilet?
Exactly, man. The two don't go together.
Congratulations, Tammy. You got a gift certificate to Southgate Center.
Thank you.
I still think you should do the lunch thing, too.
Oh, you're coming home for lunch.
That's a great idea. I'm coming home for lunch.
Asking you about your strange date stories. It's Weird Date Wednesday. What do you got?
After a couple of dates with this guy, we had a couple of drinks and decided to head back to his place. So we
watch a movie or something, probably, right?
Yeah, obviously. Just chill, watch a movie. So we stumble in the front door. I fell and I'm sitting on the floor and I look over and their front door opens up to a living room and his dad is sitting there. He lived with his parents and forgot to mention that. And we kind of just lock eyes with his dad and sit there and freeze. And his dad just gets up, classic dad stretch, and was like, I don't give up.
He didn't care that you guys were there.
No. Apparently not.
But he could tell that you guys kind of did.
We were just sitting there frozen, not moving, eye contact. Everyone's doing you look at him, he looks at you, didn't know what to say.
What do you got for us?
A friend of mine set me up on a blind date, and she kept talking about this guy, Chris, that I would get along with so well, and they thought it would just be perfect, match made in heaven. So I show up to the date where they had kind of scheduled it all for us. I know nothing about this guy. I show up and it is my first cousin, Chris.
No.
So, I mean, I got to have lunch with my cousin and it was fun to catch up. But yeah, I had to tell her, that was my cousin.
Which I guess doesn't work here. But if it was in Manitoba, you'd probably be all right. Right? This one from Dane says, hey, Ryder, do double dates count? A good buddy of mine and I were both seeing new girls. We decided to take them out together. You could tell they didn't get along immediately at dinner. By the end of the night, they fist fought. I always joke with him now and say, my girlfriend's tougher than your girlfriend because mine won the fight.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Amanda hit us up with a text and said, oh my God, I have a story that's pretty similar to the girl that called in a few minutes ago. 10 years ago, But for my weird date, I went home with a guy, woke up to him cooking breakfast, or so I thought, walked into the kitchen. He's eating toast with his dad. They're both reading the paper, and his mom is making scrambled eggs. She handed me a cup of coffee. Still friends with both him and his mom to this day, actually. Pretty awesome. What do you got? Who's this?
You got Brad. Right. I'll try to make this short and sweet, but happened a few months back, and I took this girl out. We went to go see Def Leppard. She was a big Poison fan. Poison was opening up for Def Leppard. We went to the beer fest first, got really hammered, ended up going to the show, bought her some drinks there. After Poison left, I went to the bathroom, and then I came back. She gone. Took my beer, gone. And then I went to go check on her because I was really worried, make sure she'd get home. Went outside. Roger, see her, get in the cab. Cool, good to go. Can't get back in because there's no ins and outs at the Rogers Center. So I missed Def Leppard. And then the next day I go onto Facebook, check my buddy's postings, and he has the regular listings for the strippers in town. And I stroll through, I'm like, just happen to look, and there's the girl that I went on a date with.
Is that
went
right?
A date with a stripper, and she mailed on me.
She got her free drinks, and she hit the road.
Free concert, yep, and hit the road.
I don't want to be stereotypical, but that should have been a dead giveaway that you were dating a stripper. Anybody that yeah. really likes Poison?
After the fact, should have caught on, but she was really cute, and I thought it would be a good time. So.
Awesome, Brad. Thanks for the call.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Ryder and Lisa, Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.